This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to realizing there is lots to talk about. There always is. And this is a service of Talkers Magazine so that you'll know what the top 10 stories of the week are and the personalities that are being discussed most on the news talk radio stations, the news talk radio world, if you will. So, Michael, let me turn it over to you to do the honors going through the list, and then we'll pick apart some things that perhaps will be a great conversation pieces on their own.
All right. Well, this certainly is a murky mess of overlapping stories. At number 10, we have sports, travel, and live events. We can get into that as we talk. At number 9, race relations. At number 8, education. At number 7, the Michael Flynn case, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 6, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 5, the coronavirus hearings. At number 4, the lives versus livelihood debate and civil liberties. The economy is at number 3. And at number 2, statistics and projections. And at number 1, massive topic, really dominates everything, and you could have 15 different top tens within it, health and medicine. On the People Survey, we have number 10, Richard Burr. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery, and that's tied with the father-son team of Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk is in the national conversation at number 8. At number 7, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Emmett Sullivan. Number 6, Joe Biden and Mike Garcia. At number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Mike Pence. At number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, and Dr. Rick Bright. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of basically a lot of activity, a lot of subjects, and a lot of cross currents between them.
All right, so let's say hypothetically you're doing a talk radio program today. What are you going to, well, how are you going to start? Let's say we're starting the hour over again. Michael Harrison is here hosting on a XYZ program. And I'm going to start with, you don't even, I mean, that's not a good host. They don't say, I'm going to start with, but where do you go?
Well, I am doing a talk radio program today. So okay. It's not hypothetical. You know, we're talking on a talk radio program about what I would do if I were hypothetically doing a talk radio program.
So that's if you're not hypothetically doing.
No, I am doing a talk. And what I'm talking about is what I always talk about, and that is the hottest issues. So I would be on a show. I would be sure somewhere within the 3 hours of the show to cover almost every single one of the things that I just brought up, even if it's a tangential thing or a mention of it. I think that that's what I would do, because that's what I know. And I would concentrate on the lives versus livelihood debate and the erosion of civil liberties, because this coronavirus crisis has really brought us to a point where some of our deepest values on one level, freedom, liberty, independence, rugged individualism, and on the other level, protecting our citizens, doing what's right, being smart, fighting an unknown enemy. All of these are at odds with each other.
I think we know who the enemy is. The enemy is China, not we're at war with China. And this is an answer. One of the things is the Wuhan virus. But you look at other things that are going on. Here they are this week trying to steal. They're trying to hack into the testing work that we're doing to, you know, they've got more clusters of cases. So they're trying to hack into, the government, as a matter of fact, accused them with the goods this week of stealing COVID-19 vaccine research so that they can manufacture it on their own and offer it to the rest of the world. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you're dealing with here.
What we have, what you're pointing out, the China thing, I agree with you that, that China is a major issue, and it's a shame that it's fallen into the political correct discussion, or even the appropriateness discussion, the appropriateness of pointing fingers and casting blame. We shouldn't be doing that. The word conspiracy theory is thrown around a lot when talked about China, and people who hate Donald Trump don't seem to recognize that on a certain level, he's really been the most effective president we've ever had on dealing with China in the modern era. So all of this stuff is messed up. But yeah, China's an issue, most definitely. And I guess what we have to do is we have to come to terms with the fact that they are really vicious.
Yeah.
And when I say
China,
really are. I mean the Chinese government. I don't mean the Chinese people.
Right.
I always say that because
it's important.
There's an enormous disconnect between the Communist Party running China and the Chinese people, both in China and around the world, wouldn't you say?
Well, look at what we learned this week from the Epoch Times reporting. The people that live in Wuhan are being locked physically in their homes. Apartment buildings with metal doors are having them welded shut. The buildings that are have wooden doors are being boarded up from the outside. There are boards being placed across windows so that only the officials or soldiers or whoever is handing out food, they're passing it through the windows. And there's a picture on the cover of the Epoch Times on the Friday edition showing the lockdown, showing these doors, these metal doors being welded shut. Can you imagine living in a world in 2020 where the government welds shut your door so you can't get out? This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
This is who these people are.
It's very scary. And I'll tell you, but what's equally scary on the other side is that this disease is serious enough for that totalitarian, ruthless regime to do that. See, they're not doing it because suddenly they want to imprison their people. They're doing it because they take draconian steps in shutting down the problem that is theirs on not only a medical level, but on a political level, on a military level. You know, China has done everything it can to hide the truth from the world. Now, on the medical level, the fact that Wuhan is suffering from a second wave of this because they opened it up maybe too soon also is kind of scary as we embark upon.
Well, we're all going to confront that, don't you think? I mean, we're all going to have... This is not over by a long shot. This is going to go up and down and up and down from now until the end of the year.
Are you concerned about the fact that in Wisconsin, where the Supreme Court overruled the shutdown policy, that the next day the bars and taverns in Wisconsin are crowded with people partying and drinking and rubbing?
That's number eight for me. This whole business, the education, the lack of understanding how our bodies work, how things work in general, government, it's all part of the education issue. The people who are responsible are wearing masks. The people who are responsible and thoughtful and caring are social distancing, because that does seem to have an impact, a positive impact, on the spread of this thing. So for a bar or a beach or any other place where people would gather to completely ignore what we know to be satisfactory ways of inhibiting the growth or expansion of the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus, this is irresponsible. This is not, you know, people ought to have more caring and feeling about their fellow human beings. And nobody, I mean, it's an age thing, Michael. I think it's a generational thing, frankly. Who gives a damn and who doesn't?
Well, I've had a lot of people in conversation I've had say, this is not as big a problem as we think. Most of the deaths are old people. I've had people say that.
We don't respect in our society elderly. We make fun of people who are older. We do.
But beyond that, we make fun of people who are fat as well. We make fun of people who, so we make fun of a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is it has been used as a justification for not being as concerned about the stats that most of the deaths are elderly people and older people.
Though you see some stories this week of youngsters who are basically in that Kawasaki disease, who have certain weaknesses in their system because this virus is mutating. It's changed and is continuing to change and affecting different people in different ways.
Very good point, and that further complicates the situation. So much for the demographic aspect of it. Yes.
Was that a Freudian slip? Not so much for the democratic.
It's not a Freudian slip at all. I just tripped over my tongue. Sometimes I think faster than I'm able to get the words out. But it is a form of demographic genocide that's taking place at nursing homes and taking place around the country. Yes, so far, aside from the Kawasaki disease, so far it has proven to be statistically more prevalent among the older people, and deaths are more prevalent among older and infirm people. But that being said, old people are people too, and
yes,
there are relationships between people of all ages, and therein lies one of the biggest problems. I mean, you go out to a bar and then you go home and kill grandma. So there's a lot of issues here. A lot of people are using this as an opportunity to make a political statement. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're cutting off their own nose to fight their face.
Yeah, but be that as it may, there are a lot of people who are justifiably upset about business being closed. And
I agree.
Not really, you know, there's this guy. You know, you see this week in Texas, there's a guy who had a tattoo parlor. Who opened it up, and he got AK-47s for five of his closest friends, and the guy stood outside with the AK-47s to keep people, the police or anybody away who's going to try to shut this guy down so that he could do his tattoo thing.
Right, yeah. Right. His right to do tattooing is up there with, freedom, give me liberty, or give me death.
Give me a tattoo.
Well, and after all, tattoos are essential in today's world. The point is that people on all sides are acting in many ways irrationally. I mean, I can understand it. You want to open the taverns, fine, but you got to run in there and pack yourself into a place without any kind of protection because the Supreme Court...
You do like the guy did somewhere in, I think it was California, they put mannequins in the restaurant.
I read it. I didn't see the picture. Did they actually put mannequins on tables?
Yeah.
So it appears more crowded?
Yeah.
It feels like something out of the Twilight Zone. That would mannequins are kind of creepy in many ways.
Yeah, all right, bring in Shatner for an episode of that. the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Radio listener specials available now from the folks at MyPillow.com. You can get the list goes on and on and on. Kind of cool, actually. You want to upgrade your sheets? BOGO time. Buy one, get one set free. When you buy another set, pillows. Same thing, all kinds of pillows. The a towel, they have these towel sets, great. The sheets, duvet covers, bolster pillows, you name it, they're all on the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the special deal for DJB listeners at the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, you get financing. If you'd like it, they'll help you buy whatever you want, as much as you want, and they'll finance anything over $200. That's MyPillow.com. Where else do you get that kind of treatment? Plus, remember, you can wash them and dry them. Keep your bedroom clean with all these great products. Buy one, get one free with the promo code DJV, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of the 11th to the 15th of May. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. You get these stories and the people, the charts are there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc., etc., etc. The continuing focus on what's going on here. I asked you what you would do. As a talk show host, I'm also wondering, in this age of the COVID pandemic, how it's affecting radio. It's like a two-sided coin. On one side, more people are listening by leaps and bounds. Listenership is up by double digits. But the support that we have on the radio to bring you these programs, i.e. they are free for you to listen to, so we must have advertiser support, that stuff is very much in jeopardy. And more of the, not too much shop talk here, but some of the big companies are once again, they've all gone bankrupt once, and a couple of them are in danger of going bankrupt again. And so what does that hold for the future of people who value this format, do you think?
People who value it, well, they should support it. They should continue to listen, and if they have businesses, they should advertise or promote it. I mean, that's how you support it. As far as people in the business, those that are in it because they love it will find a way to make it happen. Those who are in it because they're talented, they'll figure out a way. Those who are in it for perhaps the wrong reasons will find a different line of work. There's no question that media is having issues transitioning from the 20th to the 21st century in terms of business models, and we're getting used to it, and it's taken time, and then this crisis coming out of the blue and devastating the economy has just really cast a pall over the entire radio and news, journalism, publishing, books, records, so many of the media forms that were popular in the 20th century are having difficulty getting footing in the new century, although technologically they're on the cutting edge. They haven't figured out a way to make money with it yet.
So is this the weak disappear, the strong survive? That's kind of like what has always been the history of mankind. The strongest survive, the weak go away.
The strong survive, and in this case, the innovative. For radio and newspapers and movies and all of these art forms and these media forms that we all grew up with, to survive as viable businesses going forward, they are going to have to take risks, and that is do programming and provide content that might be very different than what conventional wisdom in these businesses indicated was the safe way to go. It doesn't work anymore. So the innovators with backbone are the ones that are going to succeed.
You know, number one this week, health and medicine on the story list, and I was thinking we had a look at the podcast numbers for our Good Day Health show, which is something that's produced every week with several doctors that have different points of view on how to deal with health and medical issues. I've been on the air for quite a long time, and now all of a sudden the podcast numbers have shot through the roof. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting how people can actually go, even though I don't necessarily promote it as much as I ought to, but the fact that people are finding it, they're looking for this information, and some of the good hosts are weaving, as you just suggested, some of this material into their daily programs. You know, the flu is a dangerous thing, and how do you avoid it? There are good public service, or what do we call it, full service programs that bring this information out with doctors and experts. That sort of thing's coming back, isn't it?
Well, isn't it interesting that health and medicine is the number one topic on talk shows in America? I mean, that's the health and medicine. When would that happen? The problem with much of that conversation, though, it is presented through a partisan lens as opposed to a nonpartisan, objective, academic lens. Let people decide the political aspect of it. That would be a true service. But when you talk about health for political reasons and spin it that way, then I don't know whether it advances the cause of intelligent decision-making.
28 past the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting a medical supply company in Pennsylvania last evening and again saying that the prior Obama administration left the cupboards bare. He also promoted a safe and gradual reopening of the United States and said that now that the worst is over, they're refilling the strategic national stockpile with critical supplies.
Now as our country begins a safe and gradual reopening, we're launching a monumental effort to replenish and rebuild the strategic national stockpile.
The U.S. House is to vote today on a roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill that would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and another round of stimulus checks for Americans. However, the Senate's unlikely to take the bill up, and the president says he'd veto it if it reached his desk. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Continuing on now with our talk radio countdown show, Michael Harrison, who is the esteemed operator. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. He's here every week with us to go through the list, the stories in our own way. There are a lot of other ways that he and others cover the ground that needs to be covered because it's important, and because he and Talkers have a lock on this. They do the research every week that nobody else does. Nobody else has the capability, the connections, to be able to go across the industry, have people from all size stations and different formats answer his questions. And so here we are looking at this list and wondering, okay, what affects you the most? And I would think of all of the things that affect our lives and livelihood in a very dramatic way is how we are living our lives individually. What are we eating? How are we getting the food that we need for sustenance? And you asked me a good question, which I wouldn't mind answering for this audience. You and I were talking in another circumstance about what's going on, and because I do have a certain expertise in the area of agriculture and farming, I do think that this is
part of the discussion, don't you? An important part of the discussion.
Well, no, there's no doubt that the health and economics are the key issues that people are dealing with. They're concerned about their food, they're concerning about the roof over their head, and they're concerning about the body in which their spirit dwells. So let me ask you the question. The statistics indicate that the price of almost all goods and services is going down. Energy going down, travel going down, cars, you can buy a car now, you can get a great deal. The cost of living is going down, except at the supermarket where the prices are going up. And one of the things that I hear is that it's because of interruptions in the food chain. The supply is not happening, and that's for any number of reasons. I guess what's happening on the farms, what's happening in trucking, and maybe even some panic buying. And I was going to ask you, as an expert on agriculture, do you see this trend continuing, and to what do you attribute the fact that you can't get enough poultry or beef or certain food products without them being rationed by the big distributors and stores that sell these things?
You asked the right question. If you look back over the last couple of months, yeah, prices that we're paying in our country for eggs and meat and cereal and milk and all the staples have gone up. People are going to the grocery stores. They're trying to stock up on food because they're afraid. It's fear-based thinking, Michael. The supply chain has been interrupted, and part of it is because people are more, I guess, demanding of what they, you know, they want to have enough stuff in their house in case something happens. So they fill up the freezer, they fill up the refrigerator, and as a result of that, there is a problem in the supply chain. But also, what you're seeing happening at some of the big plants, the processing plants, the Smithfield plant, the Tyson plant, some of the butcheries that have now been affected by the coronavirus themselves, the workers, hundreds of them in these plants have gotten sick, so they had to close them down. So in response to that, Tyson, for example, went to Mexico and bought a lot of beef from the Mexican suppliers and brought it up here. We don't know that it's Mexican beef, but we're paying 30% more for it because the Mexicans, being good businessmen, I guess, said, well, you need our beef? It's going to cost you 30% more than it did last week. And so that, in part, is the reason for all this, demand and supply. Yep, that's kind of it, in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of other pieces that are ancillary to it, but farmers are working hard to try to, and people are going back to the farm, it's, you know, there's a real, it's a very interesting catch-22, actually.
You know what I find fascinating, and it comes up often as a joke, but it's no joke, is the paper products shortage. I think Warren Buffett said that it's pure panic buying. That it's still hard to get toilet paper and paper towels, believe it or not. And it has nothing to do with anything, really.
One of the largest suppliers of fruit, berries in the country. And I don't know if you know, there's a company called Driscoll. That was a small farm in California that was specializing in regional
blueberries, if I'm correct.
Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Yeah, they have those little plastic. They have those little plastic containers that are hard to open.
Right.
Especially in the middle of the night.
That's very true. All of that is absolutely true. So they've started to repackage their products in paper and in cardboard. So because there is a realization, one of the big problems we're having, people buying all this stuff in the store, the food services are delivering, the restaurants are delivering, and they're using huge amounts of plastics. And the products that are, you know, the packaging is part of the problem because the Chinese no longer are taking our garbage. You knew that, right? They've taken our garbage in shiploads and destroyed it. They don't care what they put in the air, so they bring it. We pay. This is another one of these crazy things. We pay them to burn our garbage.
They're in a different atmosphere than we are.
Right. Well, here's how stupid this is. We send the garbage over there. They burn it. The pollution goes up in the air, and it blows west to east, so it blows back to California and the West Coast. It is incredible what we don't know and how dependent we become on the Chinese.
And that goes back to what you and I talked about earlier about the Chinese factor. One of the reasons that it's now deemed politically incorrect to implicate China at this point as one of the problems in the world for us is because so many people in the American media, in American manufacturing, in terms of movers and shakers of the American economy, have financial connections to China. We're in bed with the enemy.
Yep. And how are we going to get out of that? I have said many times on the air, I'm not voting for anybody until they have convinced me that they are on board with legislation that will encourage bringing back our businesses to America. If we've spent how many trillion dollars bailing ourselves out of this mess, which we created basically ourselves by getting into bed with China in the first place. Yeah. So now we need to bring them back here, and people say, well, it'll be more expensive. Hello, look at the tab for where we are now, pal.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't necessarily have to bring it back here. We could do business with other countries that are, shall we say, not at war with us.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard for any country to be an island in today's world.
It is.
We have to be more selective as to where we invest money and whom we connect with in terms of the supply chains we've discussed.
You know, talking about this is one of the subsets here, talking about the way China pollutes the air. Since this all started, you know how much easier, look around at how much easier it is to breathe the air. Look at how much cleaner the air is. The satellite pictures of most every large city, whether it's in China or our country, how much clearer the air is, even in just 2 months, how quickly Mother Nature has cleaned things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
A lot to be learned from that. And it should be part of the lessons that we learn from this going forward, that there are ways to very quickly remedy a lot of the problems we have.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be an interesting scenario 10 years from now when this is hopefully really behind us.
Yeah.
It won't be behind us for a while, though, I'm afraid.
No, I know. I think there are a lot of people who come from different areas of expertise looking at this and suggesting that this is going to go on. There'll be a couple of waves of it between now and the end of the year, the first of next year, when it kind of really does go away. But in the meantime, pretty uncomfortable. And a lot of the things that back to number one on the story list here, the hearings that have been held in Washington by people who have been in some circumstances disgraced because they didn't toe the line, back to politics again. It's all so involved in the weird kind of
After the election, maybe.
Oh, there's an election? Is there an election coming up?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
The election is really going to be a referendum on the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus, and it's really going to be based upon what happened that week of Election Day.
Yeah.
Considering how short our memories are. So that will play itself out. But I do believe it is the coming presidential election in November of 2020 and this pandemic happening in 2020 that's causing a lot of bad thinking on behalf of political interests by both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans, that's getting in the way of good, honest, objective thinking about the ramifications on the economy and the ramifications on our health. We could come to solutions that serve all of these concerns if we didn't spin everything politically for the sake of the forthcoming presidential election, and both sides, in my personal opinion, are guilty of playing that game.
What would be one example, a highlight, a perfect example of that sort of thing in the conversation circles this week?
Of the political aspect of it?
Yeah. What's been clouded by political reasoning?
Well, first of all, the whole Obamagate, Michael Flynn situation is not necessarily on the same level of importance as the deaths and the curing of the disease. So that's a political distraction, no matter what side you're on. And the idea that it is a constitutional issue, the wearing of face masks being a sign of what party you are, opposed to the reason for face masks. I don't even know where to begin. The whole thing is dripping in political spin, and that's the problem. Whether it's the education issue, whether it's the when to open factories issue, These discussions should be held in a nonpartisan way, that we try to come up with the best solutions and plans to get the economy running again while protecting people and getting off of this whole thing about, you know, showing each other where it's at in terms of, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm going to go and party, I'm going to do this, or shut it down completely, weld the doors like they do in Wuhan. It's all no good. None of it is objective, reasonable, compromised thinking, looking for solutions to a problem that has no care about the fact that we have an election in November. That is an artificial construct in terms of the reality of the human race's battle against a virus. That's the issue, not the politics of it. The politicians are not equipped to handle this, and people that see everything through the lens of politics are not equipped with coming to terms with what exactly are we dealing with.
Pretty amazing stuff. In a moment, highlights of some other things Michael is doing here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A new study suggests vitamin D is linked to your mortality. This is very important, how this common vitamin becomes pivotal in the fight against COVID-19, your survival. The researchers at Trinity College are looking at vitamin D and the deficiency which many of us have, and how those who are deficient have a higher mortality rate from COVID-19. This has been published in medical journals both here and in Europe, and so under the circumstances, it seems to me we ought to be touting and looking for vitamin D-rich foods, get out in the sunshine, and make sure that you are supplementing properly. And the best way to do that is with the Advanced Vitamin D product from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor formulated, clinically validated, 5,000 units of vitamin D3. There are other things that support your immune system, magnesium, potassium, zinc, boron, all in this. This is Purity's best-selling Advanced D. Go to PurityD.com and order the... No, you're going to get... This is kind of cool. Advanced Vitamin D, plus you're going to get a 30-day supply of ultra-pure fish oil, and you get free shipping using that D. The D is for DJV. Go to PurityD.com and get the best that they have to offer. Supplies are limited. PurityD.com. Save yourself. Go to PurityD.com.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com, secure banking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, the mhinterview.com, you have one of the countries, would you say he was an up-and-comer in terms of his talk show host career?
I think he could be called an up-and-comer, but he's also a happening person. He's a fill-in guy for Rush, and he's a big morning man in the afternoon drive man in Pennsylvania. Ken Matthews is with us.
Check
it's interesting.
It out. Michael Harris Interview. MHInterview.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What do we have here? We have the theme from James Bond, Mr. Bond. So, let's see. How many different Bonds have there been? 7? 8? How many different James Bonds have there been?
Oh, boy. You got Sean Connery, yeah. Roger Moore, George Lazenby.
That's 3.
Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan.
4, 5.
And then Daniel Craig.
6.
And okay. Tim Dalton. 6. Am I missing somebody?
No, you said Timothy Dalton. Yeah, 6.
Okay.
Okay. So, of those, who are your favorites? Which one of
the
6?
I like them all. I think, I grew up, well, today's Pierce Brosnan's birthday. He's 67 years old. That's why we played theme to James Bond. He starred in 4 James Bond movies, the first being GoldenEye. He got that role. That's a role, Doug, that he always wanted. He was offered it when he was doing Remington Steel, couldn't get out of that TV contract. And then when that show is over, ultimately, they went back to him. I thought he was very good. Some of the scripts are not the most, not the best in that
he
franchise.
Played it well,
he
played it
well,
though.
He played 007. It well.
Yeah, he was great. 007. Yep.
I agree.
Yep.
Well, listen, most people believe Sean Connery is the best 007 of all time. I cannot disagree with that. But I grew up on Roger Moore, first James Bond movie my parents took me to see was in 1973, Live and Let Die. So I just like Roger Moore. That's who I was introduced to. Having said that, in reflection, I got a chance to watch License to Kill a few years ago in the theater when I did a revival of a James Bond series. And I got to tell you, I thought that is a very, very highly underrated Bond film. I like that tremendously. And I actually really like the work Timothy Dalton did in that movie. Did not get any credit, really, for being a good Bond, but I think he actually, in retrospect, for my opinion, Actually, it was a really good James Bond. Timothy Dalton did a really
good job.
The
one he did with Robert Davi is the bad guy.
That's the one, right?
Is that the one?
Right. Yeah, and they use no. There's no James. There's no gadgets in that movie.
Nah.
It's just basically it's just a straightforward revenge film, and I think it works.
And Davi
well.
Has always been a good heavy. Wherever he's played, Davi, you may not recognize his name, but if you see him, everybody knows who he is. He's
one of the two Fratelli brothers in the Goonies.
Yeah, right. Now there, he's not a bad guy in that one. Yeah.
No, and he played, and most people would know him as playing one of the FBI agents in Die Hard in 1988.
Right.
And he's an opera singer. He sings, great singing voice.
Yes, and he's also has done some, taken a stab at doing some talk radio here and there as well.
Okay.
Very interesting character. Yeah. All right. So, we're one of the things on the talkers list of the top stories of the week has been a focus on movies and people spending time, leisure time, and when that's going to change, when we're going to go back to live events or going to the movies, that sort of thing. There's not a good story. There's not one consistent story, although one that's popped up this week in terms of review is the fact that Amazon apparently is negotiating with AMC to buy them out. And that would be a very interesting reality for a lot of different reasons. At least the Amazon stuff would make it to the movies then, right?
It would, but it also would stabilize, like I said yesterday, a lot of those theaters, which is a lot of AMC theaters around the country. And, it wouldn't be good for the industry if AMC went defunct. Yes. And then you got all those buildings and theaters going dark. So despite the fact that Amazon probably is getting way powerful in the industry, and you could argue will become a semi
way powerful in every industry. You name it, there.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's better somebody takes over the entity than it goes dark.
Belly, yeah.
Speaking of the industry as a whole, you know, CW Network announced yesterday that they're not going to show any original programming until 2021 because of this. Like shows like Supergirl and The Flash, they do a lot of superhero stuff. Original content will be broadcast in 2021. In 20, because they haven't completed
anything.
What their stuff to be filmed. Yes, so that's, we're going to see that come this fall. A lot of shows on network TV and stuff that was due out on streaming will not be ready. So it's all going to get kicked forward to next year. I mean, to say 2020, Doug, is going to be a year to remember or forgotten year in terms of
forgotten
a lot
year.
Of different things would be an understatement.
Netflix is dropping a documentary called Have a Good Trip. Adventures in Psychedelics, where a lot of stars are interviewed when they were younger, and the trips they were on, Ben Stiller, Sting, Sarah Silverman, Rosie Perez, Carrie Fisher, all these people and many others are talking about their acid trips. Good God.
Gotta have your Netflix, Doug.
I guess I don't. Well, I do have it. I don't actually use it, but I do have it. Maybe that's a problem for me. Chucker, good job. Have a great weekend. Chuck Curry is here. Moving.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.